If you're just tuning in, we've got David on the phone. And David made a pact with a girl named Lib back in high school that if they were both single by age 30, they'd get married.
Yes.
And fast forward about a decade, they're 30.
Uh-oh.
And the other day, they reconnected and went out on a date. David even brought along the school yearbook with the signed agreement inside.
Gosh.
But he's not sure if Lib saw the pact in there. So
I think she did.
Of course she did. He showed it to her twice.
Yeah, twice.
But it never came up in the conversation.
I know, because it was on her gymnastics page.
And it's been kind of weird ever since then. Now, David, I know a lot's on the line here, but how about this, okay? If by the end of this phone call, you don't get another date, how about you and Brooke make a pact?
Oh, that's cute.
I'm already married.
If she's still married by age 50, she will sleep with you. How does that sound?
We all know that's very likely.
No, that is not. David, don't take me up on that, okay? I don't cheat on my husband.
Yeah, not today.
Yeah, sure.
Not yet.
David's scared.
Are you scared,
David?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Okay. It's a good move. Don't say anything, David.
He's writing up a whole new agreement into his yearbook now for you to sign. But, okay, we're going to call Lib here in just a second. But just so you guys know, I don't think I'm going to bring up the pact.
I don't think you should.
Yeah, David should be the one that brings it up. I don't want to ruin the mood and spoil this for everyone. Is that okay, David?
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, totally. We'll see what she says.
Okay.
Oh, this is it. Shooting star.
All right,
let's find out. Let's call your future wife. Here we go.
No.
When you get her on the phone, just please don't call her that, though.
I can't make any promises.
No.
We have to sign a pact before I can do that.
Dial it.
All right, fine. Let's just call her.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Lib, please?
This is she.
Hey, Lib. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How are you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous right now. Hi, Lib.
You're nervous.
Hi.
Brooke's intimidated by another female presence, so don't...
True.
Don't let
that
it get you down.
True.
She sounds so pretty.
We just have, like, the cutest reason for calling you, I think.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay. What's going on?
So we're doing something called a second date. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if they're not getting in touch with you, you can reach out to our show and we'll call them to try and figure out the reason why.
Wow. Okay.
So somebody reached out to us about you. And his name's David.
Wait, so he reached out to you guys?
Yeah. He emailed our show because... he told us the whole story about how you guys reconnected on Facebook, and then you guys went out together. You went to a bar and hadn't seen each other in something like 12 years.
We really did have a good time. It was a lovely night.
Yeah.
Okay. Lovely.
I mean, I'm sure looking at the yearbook brought back a lot of great memories. Was there anything that you saw in there that, like, stood out to you?
Did he bring that up to you guys?
I mean, maybe. Like, was there, like, anything about the yearbook that stood out to you?
Well, I saw all of these pictures of an old crush of mine, one of the male gymnasts on my team.
What?
I was kind of looking at those pictures a little bit, and I hope you didn't notice. But
Oh my God.
Oh, there was a dude in
Wait,
the gym pictures.
When you were looking at your gymnastic pictures, you weren't looking at, like, your funny outfits. You were looking at some dude that you liked?
The outfits are so funny. But, but yeah, I mean, there was this really, really sweet guy on the team, and, you know, he was like our star.
Those pretty boy gymnasts always get all the girls back in high school. But, yeah, no, David didn't mention anything about your gymnast crush. But he is interested in hanging out with you again. Is that something that you would be open to?
I mean, I don't know, you guys. I think I might need some space, I think, before I see him again.
Oh, man.
Why?
Why
do you need space?
Disappointing.
Well, even though it was great seeing him and super fun reconnecting, over the last 3 days, he has DM'd me over 100 times.
What?
Whoa!
Oh.
In 3 days?
No. Dang!
Oh, yeah. It was like a new message every hour.
Yeah, David did not mention that to us. And we also forgot to tell you that he's been on the other line listening and wants to talk to you. So I guess we both made oopsies over the last few days.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, I think
Are you serious?
Okay. Yeah, it's okay. He needs to hear this.
David, you there?
Yeah. Hey, Lib.
Hi, David.
David, 100 DMs, dude, in 3 days?
Yeah, you're supposed to slide in her DMs, not surge into it.
Well, it was not 100 messages. It was maybe like 80, maybe 90. But, I mean, a lot of them were just pictures. They were scanned pictures from high school. So if I'm sending like 20 pictures, that is counting as 20 messages. That's not fair.
Mm. Okay, it's just been really overwhelming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so fun to go down memory lane and to be nostalgic. I really did have a great time seeing you again.
I felt that same way. And I mean, I know you're saying that, and I know you're.
Yeah,
really busy.
Obviously, David. I think your message is loud and clear, bro.
Well, I mean, okay. The truth is, and like Lib, you can attest to this. Like, we made a pact. I mean, we did. We said if we were 30 and not married, that we would be together.
Okay. The tone of that was not right.
Sounds like you owe me.
Yeah.
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't bring that up. That was from so long ago.
Oh, no,
that was from 2 weeks ago. Like, we relooked at it 2 weeks ago.
No.
When you wrote the pact, I think she's talking about David.
And did you hear her? She wrote it on her gymnastics page, like, next to a picture of her actual crush.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how sincere. I mean, Lib, I'm wrong.
I mean, can you take stuff seriously when it's written in, like, rainbow gel ink?
Brooke, you're on my side.
Yeah, you were, Brooke.
But David, you DM'd her like 80 times, man. Like, there's a difference between like touching on like the relationship you used to have and trying to build a new one and then just living in the past. Because that's what it feels like you're doing right now, David.
Okay, I have to ask this. This is weird. But have you been waiting for this, bro? Have you been trying to date all these years at least?
Yes, I haven't been waiting. I've been dating and I'm very successful in business, and it's just kind of hard to find someone that doesn't want to use you, and that's
totally
why reconnecting with Libby.
Okay, I just had to ask.
Lib?
Yeah, what are you thinking, Lib?
Oh my God, so much. Oh, David, I just have so much going on right now. Like, I'm so busy all of the time.
All of the dime. Every single second.
I mean, here's the thing, David. I think Libby is, I mean, obviously she values you as a person and as an old friend, and she's trying to let you down gently right now, man.
Brooke, that's not what I want to hear right now, okay? You were on my side, and your job is to call her and get her to go on a second date with me. Not break up with me. Like, we have a pact.
Break up? You're not in a relationship.
Yeah.
Now, wait, which pact are we talking about? The one with Lib or the one that he made with Brooke before we made the call?
Yeah.
Which pact are you referring to?
Oh, my God. That was a joke, okay? Now I'm starting to worry because he's taking these packs seriously. That was a joke, David.
He's writing the date down right now.
Well, let's just focus on Lib, okay? Lib, I need to ask you, would you be willing to go out with David one more time? We will pay for that date.
Yeah.
What about this? What if we change the pact? Can we say 40 instead of 30?
10 more years.
Another 10 years.
You want to make an amendment?
I don't know what's going to happen.
Wait, are you saying that because you actually would think about marrying him in 10 years or because you're just trying to be nice?
I don't know where life's going to take us. I mean, I never thought I'd be where I am today, you know? And David, I really did truly have a good time with you. But I'm willing to extend the pact a little bit.
It's like a contract extension.
Okay.
Yeah, it's almost like she's stringing you along at this point, David. Are you going to take this?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to take it.
Okay.
Hey, there
you're
go.
Good with the contract extension.
All right. Well, is it a successful second date update?
I don't
update?
Think so.
Okay.
I just think it's just putting off another really awkward phone call in 10 years.
We
I hope we're not doing this show anymore.
Okay, David, well, you didn't get a second date, but you did get
a notarized marriage pact.
Yeah, you got 10 more years till you end up with your dream girl.
Well, thank you, guys. Except for Brooke, you turned on me.
I couldn't help it, man.